Tonight to the book of Colossians, and then 4, 12, and 13. Glory to God. The word of God says, amen. We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also amongst you since the day you heard and knew the grace and truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declares to us your love in the Spirit. Amen. Chapter 4, 12 and 13. Amen. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you. And those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis, amen, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you are going to fulfill and accomplish. God, we thank you for just being there with us in all things. Help us to see that you are always with us, God. God, let us be able to labor and see the fruit of our labor. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Sermon entitled, Are You Gung-Ho? You know, when I was in the military, you know, the drill sergeants, would come to us if they didn't kill us, first of all. Amen. Not in the Air Force. In the Air Force, they gave you cookies, ice cream, and they catered to you. They put you in the great living spaces. Amen. They fed you. A 4-course, 5-course meal. We were so jealous of them that we always wanted to go eat at the Air Force base. Because the Army base, I was like, God help us. They're having a 5-course meal and this is what we're having. But there was a saying, are you gung-ho? That was something that was also the Marines. God help them. They need help. The Marines, they always need help. When they cannot accomplish the mission, the Army comes in and takes care of it for them. Amen? You can tell it was Army, right? So here it is. They would always say, are you gung-ho? We would reply, yes, drill sergeant. Gung-ho is a Chinese, inspired in Chinese, it is gong, H-E. It means to work together. It means cooperating in an enthusiastic manner. Here in our text and throughout the Bible, we see men and women who were enthusiastic. in serving the Lord with an immense passion, folks. See, we don't know much about the man, amen, here in our text. All we know, folks, is that he was saved under Paul's preaching in Colossae. And he was, amen, responsible for leading many of people to Christ. He was a key, amen, to spreading the gospel in Laodicea, Hierapolis, amen, there was all these cities, Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis, amen. They were there within a close proximity. It is very possible that one man who had zeal, passion, who was enthusiastic, who wanted to bring people together, was responsible for leading many of people unto Jesus. He was responsible, amen, for many people coming to be saved. Firstly, he was zealous. See, the word zeal means, amen, that he was burning. His passion caused a fire within him. How many know, amen, that we're not going to set you on fire, amen, physically, but it's spiritually, amen, a fire burning within you. That's what zeal means, that there is something burning, amen, in you. In other words, listen, he was gung-ho. He was willing to do anything to see people come to one thing, and that is to the knowledge of who Jesus is. See, what kind of world would we have if many, amen, people in this world were just like, amen, this man? Would we have to move locations because we couldn't sustain what God would want to do here in our church? See, this place would be too small if men and women, amen, burned with the passion and, amen, enthusiasm, amen, that this man had. Do you know tonight what it means to be gung-ho? I'm probably going to offend somebody, amen. Or you might get excited. If we started talking about the Denver Broncos, that would excite you, right? I see some people like, see, like I said, to some it's going to excite you, to some it's going to disappoint you. I told you that. I warned you, right? If I talked about the Nuggets, or we talked about whatever team you like, you might be, amen, the person that I've never heard talk, but if we started talking about something that you enjoy, you'd be like, Pastor, that's great. And I'd be like, man, you can talk? Yes, I can talk. Why? Because it's something that you have a great passion for. Because it's something that you are enthusiastic about. It is something, listen, if you talk about the greatest team in American football, the Pittsburgh Steelers, amen, you're going to get my ear. If you talk about the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to leave you. Amen? But let's see what you want to talk about. You know, I was so passionate about the Pittsburgh Steelers at one point in my life. Listen, I like them now, but But I was passionate, so passionate, that I even told this guy the other day, I said, what I had to do, God, listen, I was so enthusiastic that I memorized every stat from every player for years. You would tell me, Pastor, I'd be like, here you go. And then God spoke to me. He said, if you could only be as excited about me as you are to the Steelers, what could you possibly accomplish or do? I left. I didn't even watch the Steelers. All I did is after the game, and I would look at my Yahoo, app, and I would see them, and I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Because listen, if we were as passionate, if we were as, in a sense, burning in the same thing that gets you fired up, or that gets you excited, what kind of people would we be? See, people get excited because they are passionate about the things that, get them excited. It's okay to like a sport, but is that going to be our life? It's okay to love something, but is that going to have where Jesus and what you desire, are they going to be at the same level? See, God had to knock down the Pittsburgh Steelers way down to the bottom of the pool. Because if God is not at the top, then we're putting many of things at the same level as God. See, what gets you pumped up this evening? Is it shooting? Is it fishing? Is it sports? Ladies, it's coming. Is it makeup? Amen. Is it dressing up? What gets you excited? See, it gets you pumped up because there is a lot of effort that you put yourself to getting to where you want to be. See, what if instead, let's just say, what if? Pastor, that's putting insinuations. No, but what if you put as much energy as you put into those things into Christ? Where would you be? I read the sports for 3 hours, but I pray for 5 minutes. Where would we be if you put more effort into the things of God than into the things that you are passionate about right now? Just saying. See, some would say, I would, but religion is something private to me. That's between me and God. See, listen to this. While religion is private, salvation and Christianity is public. There's nothing about Christianity or your salvation that should be private. Jesus didn't say, go ahead and wait. Sit on what you might think. Don't tell nobody you're a Christian unless they approach you first. Jesus, in contrary, said, go and make disciples. You shall be a witness. He said, everything about your life is now going to be in a public forum. See, tonight, the world is full of politics, social welfare programs, and more petitions than you and I can handle. But what if we had men and women tonight with such a tremendous passion that the fire that they have would burn in them and not fade out or burn out? See, what tonight is going to get you and I to burn again? First, we need a wind. You know, God has a sense of humbling people that are very prideful. Amen. Some years ago, all of my mother-in-law's, amen, sons-in-law's, we went camping and we took my mother-in-law with us. So we're there and we're trying to light a fire, all us guys. And here we are, we're there. Nothing. Nothing. Here it is, my mother-in-law. She comes. There you go. The fire's already lit. Because she used something that we were not doing. She brought wind into it. Listen, tonight, amen. The Greek word for spirit is the same word as wind. We need the holy wind, amen, which is translated into the Holy Spirit, amen. What is better for us tonight to put a fire in us than having the Holy Spirit in our lives? See, the Holy Spirit tonight is available. You don't have to look far. He is close to you because, amen, he lives within us. Because he lives within us, if we submit to him, he will lead you and I in truth and in righteousness. Let's think of the potential tonight, amen. If that, amen, Holy Spirit that lived in Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and many of the people, amen, that we know as the heroes of our faith, amen, if he lived in us, and worked, but see, they had to submit. The reason why sometimes the Holy Spirit cannot get amen, very far in our lives is because we want to tell him what we want him to do. We don't want to submit. See, these people, 12 disciples, they turned the world upside down because they had one thing. They had zeal. They had passion. Secondly, amen, you need a good flame. In Jeremiah 23, amen, 23:29, it says, it's not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and, amen, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Jeremiah 20, verse 9, it says, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name, but his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back. Amen. Listen, Jeremiah is there. Amen. He's seen the people. He's seen what's going on. And he says, I just stopped trying to do this. But he says, but I could not. Because that fire burned in me. See, God's word is the flame. We have, amen, a message that could set the world, amen, on fire. We have the gospel, or in other words, we have the good news of Jesus Christ that will bring deliverance and set people free. We have the word of God that can bring conviction and cause people to repent. Listen, folks. Many people are looking for the truth, and you have it. Many people are looking for the answer, and it's within our grasps. You and I have the word of God. The whole world tonight is looking, amen, and you and I have it here tonight available. We have been blessed, amen, to know how God thinks. He has entrusted in you and I, amen, the great message of salvation, folks. You and I are here in a position where the flame could spread. The word of God is inerrant, infallible. It is true, and it is truth. Last, amen, we need something to burn. See, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God. The only thing missing is an element that will burn. God provides the first two elements. The third element, it has to be you. It has to be us. See, you and I tonight are the fuel for the fire. All that is needed is a zealous, gung-ho person tonight. God needs a man. He needs a woman that are fully submitted. Can I tell you, God is not going to fight with you and I. Amen? That are fully submitted. We need men and women who will not be afraid to take a stand. People who will not be ashamed to live their lives, amen, as an open forum or book for Christ. You know, what you see here in the church is what you see if you go to my house, is what you see if you go out with me, is what you see if we're just hanging out. Because I'm an open book. I don't hide nothing. You know why I act the same and I don't change? Because I don't want you to think that I'm different here than over here. Or over here. I tell people, what you see is what you get. Because this is what Christ has brought and made in my life. See, people will be willing and sold out. People who will have a passion, a zeal, and an excitement for Christ, they will be willing, amen, hallelujah, if those things are in them, they will be willing to do anything and everything for Christ. You know, I told God many years ago, I said, God, whatever you want for my life, Here I am, God. Send me. You know why? Because I don't want to, amen, be that obstacle where God couldn't use my life. I barely got here 7 months ago on Friday. But can I tell you, if God were to say, Jesus, this is what I want you to do, my obedience and submission to God would be, God, here I am. Send me. Could we say that tonight? So don't go ahead, Pastor. Are you going anywhere during conference, Pastor? Can I tell you, I gave my life to Christ. I serve Christ. I don't do nothing for the favor of men. And because I serve Christ, I have given my life to Christ, and my wife will follow me anywhere I ever go in the world because we serve Christ. Because we have a passion. What you see here, you can call the people in Garland. You can call the people in Kansas City. What you see here is what you get. You're going to see a man that doesn't lead from the back. Everything that we do, I lead from the front. We're going to do an outreach. I'm here. My wife one time told me, honey, it's so cold. I said, put a jacket on. Honey, it's so cold. I said, I got gloves. Put them on. We have to be the lead. Because I'm going to tell you something. I am not going to expect you to do something that I don't do myself. So if I ever ask anything of you, you're going to see me there. You know why? Because the fire is always burning inside my life. When we go street preaching, Valerie says, Pastor, you're on fire. I just say what's on my mind. I just say what the Holy Spirit is giving me to speak. Because before I go out there in the whatever corners of the city we are at, I first lay hold of God and say, God, let me speak as you speak through me. When people hear, I don't do nothing out of the ordinary. Because tonight, amen, there is a passion that's already burning in my life. See, people will be more willing and sold out if they see a passion in us. If I ask you to do something and I'm not as passionate for it, how willing are you going to be to do it? Ah, Pastor, he didn't look. He wasn't too excited about doing that, but he's just doing it because it's something we got to do. Can I tell you, everything we do has a purpose. Everything that we do is for the building of our lives. Everything. Let me ask you tonight, are you willing to be that person that is gung-ho? The person that is going to be enthusiastic. Pastor, that's not in my realm. Can I tell you? The Holy Spirit will put you in that realm. Amen? The Holy Spirit will get you to come out of that box. The Holy Spirit will get you to come out where you come out. Amen. And you're going to be a beast for Christ. Amen? Listen. That's the way I was for the things of the world when I memorized everything. And then God said, why can't you do that for me? like, oh. How many know that when God gets that I got you moment, it's like, God, what can I do? What can I do? Let's be passionate for Christ, church. Let's be enthusiastic for the things of God. Let's burn tonight. And let's allow God to work in our lives, but through our lives. Will you burn tonight? God provides the first two things. He provides the Holy Spirit. He provides the Word of God. The third portion is you. Will you burn tonight? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here tonight. You're not saved. You're here tonight. Amen. We're going to move quickly. You're not right with God. You're not right with God, but tonight, Jesus wants to help you. Will you allow Jesus to help you tonight, church? You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're here in this place and you're not right with God. It would be our pleasure to bring you to the knowledge of Christ. Would that be you? Maybe you're backslidden. You're not right with God. You're in a state, amen, where you know what to do, but you don't do it. And you left, amen, the things of God, but God has brought you into this place. He brought you in to be able to realign yourself once again onto Himself. If that's you, would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. Amen. Church, let me speak to you tonight. Amen. I entitled this sermon, Are You Gung Ho? Are you burning for God? Are you passionate for Christ? Are you zealous for the Lord? Here it is that we had this man who, amen, had such a passion that people in Colossae, Laodicea, amen, and that third city, folks, they were able to come and be saved and come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ simply because God, I can talk about anything. But God, let me talk about you. God, I can be about everything, but God, let me be about you. God, tonight, I'm going to let that fire burn. Amen. Just as Jeremiah said. I did not want it, but it burned within me that I couldn't stop. Your word is in my heart. Are you passionate, church? Are you zealous? Are you burning? If you're not, God wants to light a fire tonight. Would you let yourself burn? The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, the altar is open. Allow God, amen, allow God the right, amen, into your life. God is not going to go beyond what you allow Him. God is not going to force you. He needs you to be willing. Cannot, because this has to be in your life. It cannot be something that anybody else forces. It has to be something that God works. Jeremiah said, then I said to myself, I will not make mention of him anymore, nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, but I could not. Jeremiah 23:29. It's not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Allow God tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, God. Place a desire. Would you stand, blessing? God really wants to do something powerfully, but there's a wall that you put and you, it's like you can't get through it. God wants to break that wall tonight. And you're going to see the blessings of God in blessing. But he needs to be able to get to you. But you put a barrier. It's like, God, I'm going to allow you to do this because you've been hurt. And because of that, you don't allow him. I've only talked to you a few times. I don't know much about you, almost nothing about you. But God does. And he loves you. He loves you for you. You. Not for what you can give to anything or anybody. He loves blessing. Just told me you needed to hear that. You needed to hear that. You don't have to be. You don't have to portray. You know what the Bible says? That we're weak. We're broken vessels. And we're so broken that we can't even put ourselves back together. But you know who can? Will you allow him tonight to put you back together? Where you can trust Jesus? Where you can put your whole trust in him? Do you trust him fully? But we're broken, huh? We're broken. That's why Jeremiah had to go to the potter's house. Let him put you back together. Let him put the pieces back in place. You know what he says? I was reading it yesterday. He says that once a vessel is shattered, it can't be put back together. God can. And only he can. God wants to touch your life. And you can be that woman of God greater than what you are today. But he has to be able to get past that wall that because of the hurts of life, we don't allow him. Will you let him touch you fully? Will you let him have that full access into your life? Because you know, if you allow him, he's going to help you. And he's going to guide you. And he's going to put you. And he's going to build you. And then, as he's able to build you, then he's able to use you. But he needs full access into your life. No holding nothing back. See, that's what the Holy Spirit's able to do. Where he can come in and break those things. And then you're going to be like, whoa, I've never experienced that in my life. You can experience a whole new life. A life that you haven't even thought of. But he's thought of it for you. God's going to help you. Okay? Let's pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We ask you tonight, God, that you would help her. Minister, God. Minister unto her life right now, Father. I pray, God. Let her stand tonight upon the rock of our salvation. Help her, touch her, be the fulfillment of her life. Let her have the joy of her salvation, God, to experience, God, the joy in her life once again. We thank you, Father. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you tonight. God bless you. Amen. Can we burn? Can we burn tonight? Some people take that literally. Can I tell you? Don't go out. Pastor said I needed to burn for Jesus. So I'm going to light myself, drench myself in gasoline. Listen, God wants a spiritual burn. Because you're going to be useless if you do the first thing, but you're going to be effective if you allow God to help you. Amen? You're going to be effective for the kingdom of God. We already have the Holy Spirit. We already have the Word of God. Now God needs you and I to be able to turn and change the world. And can I tell you, the world is headed to a place where they don't want to be. But God has given you and I the ability to show them something different. And God, if God can get that in you and I, our apartment building, our community, the life that we live, listen, it'll be changed completely because we're burning for Christ. John, won't you close us in prayer tonight? Amen. God bless.